inbox?
I need more email in my inbox, too. And that, of course, is much easier to spell than yours. It's just pat at 25-7media.com.
All right, let's fill it up.
Fill them up with what you have going on across the Arkansas Valley, whether it's your business, whether it's your community group or organization, your nonprofit. We want to know so we can let everybody else know.
And we need your ideas, too. It is your station, your hometown station. What do you want to hear us talk about?
We want to know what you want to hear because we are here for you at AM 1400 KBLJ and Big Country 92.1 FM. Fowler State Bank invites you to celebrate 100 years of Missouri Day this weekend in Fowler. Friday features the Livestock Show, Kids Rodeo, a cornhole tournament, and the Fowler Reunion. Saturday kicks off with the Pancake Breakfast, the annual parade, the Ranch Rodeo, and activities and music all day long at Girard Park. And don't forget the Missouri Day Golf Tournament Sunday morning at Cottonwood Links. Celebrate 100 years of fun and tradition at Missouri Day this weekend in Fowler. Fowler State Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And a good Tuesday morning, 13th of July. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400, KBLJ, and News Radio, AM 920. KLMR, Pat McGee with you. Lauren Adams here with us from Arkansas Valley Seeds as well. Good morning. And besides Arkansas Valley Seeds, we are brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance. Right. So, hey, you've got a bunch of folks in studio with you here today, Lauren.
Yeah, I don't think we have quite enough chairs.
Well, that's okay. I see that. Jolie and Janie are sharing a chair over here, so they're doing just fine.
Teresa reached out to me and want to talk about some of the upcoming events that she's involved in. And, mm-hmm. and did you know she not only is a large participant in the Rocky Ford FFA and the local FFA in general, but she's got about 9 other hats that she wears pretty much full-time, too.
Teresa wears a lot of hats.
She does.
Teresa Wall's in with us, and she's involved with what? The Ace of Spades Roping Club and right. so on and so forth. Right. Jolie Bonds is in with us as well. And, she's got a big old resume right here,
right.
doesn't she?
Yeah.
AOS scholarship recipient, sitting a fourth in the buckle race right now and all kinds of stuff. And Jenny Petromala, who's the Ladies Rope Out Director. If you don't know what Ladies Rope Out is, you're going to find out here in just a little bit.
Are.
Yes, indeed.
You sure are. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just start off plugging a little bit about Arkansas Valley Seeds. We're at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Tony and I are always there and available to help you out. If you got some CRP projects coming up, you're dealing with the USDA and you don't quite know what to do, give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
We'll help you out with that. And we're going to be coming into triticale season pretty soon, and we're ready for
All
it.
All right. So, very good.
So there's that. But now about the talk show, Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, you can always go back and listen to our podcast by going to our website, avseeds.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go on there and check out those past podcasts. And before we get started too far along, I just want to plug one of my very favorite things, which is the Coffee Break Project. And the Coffee Break Project is an initiative from the Southeast Health Group to bring awareness and resources to suicides in the agriculture industry. It's really been a huge issue lately. So we've got a display there at Arkansas Valley Seeds in Rocky Ford, and they're giving away these really nice coolers. So come by, sign up, chat with us there. And sign up for one of those coolers and pick up some of the information that we have about the Coffee Break Project. So let's give it over to Teresa. You have got an agenda. And we've got a really cool cap here that we're going to give away here in just a little while. So be listening, and there's going to be a question.
That's right. Stay tuned for that question,
that's
folks.
That's right. Yeah. It should be a pretty soft pitch, but you've got to pay contention.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Teresa, let's talk a little bit about what you're doing with these nice ladies that are here to talk about the upcoming events that are going on with all of these different programs. See, we've got here the AOS Scholarship Recipient, AOS CIRA Cowgirl. I don't know what that is. LRO Open Roper. I'm really butchering this. And then we got Janie. She's a Ladies Rope Out Director, and she's currently leading the 50-plus division buckle race. And is that riding horses?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. These girls are cowgirls. And first of all, I just want to say thank you for having us, Lauren.
Always.
Lauren and I have worked together, obviously, through FFA, but I don't think the community really realizes what all happens at the Lahana Kids Rodeo Grounds throughout the summer,
right.
Not just the first week of August, first week in August. So I am the vice president of the Ace of Spades Roping Club, and I'm also, I provide the calves and the steers. My son and I provide the cattle for the kids, their Thursday night fun nights. And Janie's going to talk more about how the ladies rope out started, the origin of that. But the Ace of Spades has been around for years and years and years. And every year we give a $1,000 scholarship to our graduating senior.
Mm-hmm.
This year we have two very, very lovely young talented cowgirls, Jolie Bond and Haley Hall. And it is my goal and my quest, and we're going to make it. And they're both going to get $1,000 and not split it. So what the ladies rope out, like I said, Janie will talk more about the origin, but the membership fee that the ladies that come to rope pay goes directly to the scholarship fund. So it beats the heck out of selling candy bars and candles and things like that. And so it's just been really a super great event. It's going to continue to grow, and that's exciting. So I'm going to just touch base really quickly on the upcoming events that just this week are going to be out there. So if people are looking for something to do, Thursday night will be the final Ace of Spades fun night this Thursday. And at our last one, we always feature the Tiny Tot Grand Entry. So that's for those little ones, five and under. And so they love to get dressed up, and I read a little bio about it. I started that about 14 years ago because there was a little guy sitting there on his horse, and I was talking about kids rodeo, and he said, I'll never be old enough to be in kids rodeo. And I said, well, how old are you? And he said, 4. So 2 years is a long time when you're 4. And I said, well, what's going to be your favorite thing at kids rodeo? And he goes, the grand entry. So I started the Tiny Tot Grand Entry for them.
There
so
you
that's going to be fun.
And this will be, by the way, at the kids rodeo grounds,
sir,
just north
Thursday
of La Junta.
Night,
yes.
6 o'clock.
Okay.
Yep.
I understand that wasn't always held there.
No, and we'll get to that.
Right? Okay,
we'll
all
get to that. So that's Thursday night. Friday night, we're going to have a doubleheader ladies rope out. We didn't have one on July 2nd because of the 4th of July holiday, so the girls are actually going to be roping 4 calves rather than 2. That's Friday night. Then on Saturday night, the SoCo Buckers, we have a bull riding there Saturday night, which will also be a doubleheader starting at 5.
Mm-hmm.
So those things are coming up just this week. And then next week, we've got the final ladies rope out, and then the championship finals that Saturday morning when we will give the buckles and things to the winners. And then, of course, the Lahana Kids Rodeo coming up August 6th through
and,
the 8th.
You're very involved in every one of these events.
Absolutely.
And how many hours of sleep do you get a night?
I got a text this morning asking me if I ever slept, and I said, well, I can do that later. But
yeah.
And then our big one, the Raise the Roof, which is going to be a beautiful Raise the Roof cap given out to the correct answer this morning. But I started Raise the Roof 3 years ago. I had an idea, and I talked to Kevin Rayon Wagner. We jumped on board with that, and we are raising funds to put the lid over the grandstand.
Mm-hmm.
My dad actually won the bronc run at the very first kids rodeo in 1938.
Way back when, yeah.
My family has got 4 generations in the kids rodeo. Mm-hmm. My great niece won the all-around last year in the Tiny Tot Girls, and my daddy used to say, well, get a lid on that thing, Shug. It gets pretty hot over there.
There you go. And
so
by the way,
we're
going to have Hiram and Kevin on TTO here next Wednesday. That'll be the 21st right here on AM 1400 KBLJ.
So we're going to get her done. So I'll turn it back to you, Lauren and Pat, and you can talk to my good friends.
All right. Well, that's really great. Well, we've got Jolie Bond and Janie Petromala here. Let's talk to Jolie. Jolie, you've got a little bit of a story to tell, and we really want to hear it. We understand that you've been very active in the Ace of Spades, and that's really had a good influence in your life, and that we'd like to hear how that's coming out and what it is. So please let our listeners know what's going on there.
Well, thank you, and thank you first of all for having me too. This is a new experience for me. Yes, I was probably about 4 years old when that boy talked to Teresa, actually. I'm 18 now, so it's been about that time. So I've been doing Ace of Spades for a very long time, and it's kind of where I started. I rodeo now in the Colorado Junior Rodeo Association, that's the CJRA, and I high school rodeoed a couple years, my freshman and sophomore year of high school. I just graduated. I was homeschooled all through high school to be able to rodeo and be on the road and still academically succeed. That was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I played volleyball and basketball at Swink High School. So a few of you may have heard my name from there.
I think I've mentioned your name at least a half a dozen times on the air, yes, throughout the years, yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But yes, Ace of Spades has been big in my life. As far as it started my roping career, that's the first place I roped a calf, roped a steer in competition, technically. It's given me a place to be able to grow and expand as a person with good people around. As I've gotten older, I've been able to help the younger kids with their events and the different things like that. I hold goats for Teresa sometimes, or a flag, things like that, as while the younger kids compete. And so that's kind of what I've done to give back to the Ace of Spades, to be able to be a part of this scholarship opportunity. And so leading on to that, I've also been in the ladies' rope out. I am, like you said, in the open division. And
and it's tough and it's fast, isn't it, Julie? We've got some of the fastest runs.
And we were going to talk a little bit about breakaway roping. I have no idea what that is. And could you tell us a little bit about what that is, what that looks like?
Yes.
Breakaway roping.
Well, it's the fastest, I will say, it is the fastest event in rodeo. It
yes.
takes, it can go anywhere from 1.5 seconds to 4 seconds.
Wow. When can you miss it?
Yeah, it can be that way. It almost can be,
and
yes.
And you can miss, yes. Uh-huh. And so the basic setup of it is you're on a horse and you have a calf in the roping chute. You back into the... You tie the rope on
your saddle horn
with a string, and then you're holding the rest of the rope in both your hands, and you back into the box on the right side of the roping chute.
Okay.
And when you nod, they release the calf into the arena, and you chase after it. You rope it, and once you have your rope around his neck, you stop your horse, throw your rope, and the calf keeps going while you stop. The rope will break, and that's when the flagger stops the time.
Right, that's your breakaway.
String breaks.
Yes, and that's your time. And that's why it's one of the fastest events. It takes 1 to 2 seconds most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
That is cool.
Yep, we've had several times just this season under 2 seconds.
Yes.
We've had a 1.25, a 1.45, a 1.66, and Jolie's right there in all of those.
You get somebody who's really on their toes, a horse that's really on their toes, and somebody who can throw that rope.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is because sometimes you never know which way that cow's going to go coming out of that chute, because it not might necessarily not go straight out of the chute. It could turn left. It could turn right into you. You have no idea where that thing's going to go.
Right.
Sounds
right.
Like you've seen that before.
I've seen this before a few times. Sometimes I've even seen the riders overrun the calf. That can happen because that thing can come out of the chute and it just stops dead.
Does not want to go.
It doesn't want to go. So yeah, Janie's right. I've seen this a couple, 2 or 3 times. Indeed, yeah.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mine are pretty fast and well-trained.
You're well-trained, okay.
They
do have minds of their own, though,
they
occasionally.
They do, but
like
we put
animal.
A lot of effort into training those calves to leave, break quickly, and run straight. So.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jolie, before we take our first break, which we'll do here in just a little bit and then continue our conversation with you, one thing I wanted to ask is you sat down here. I did know that you were involved in rodeo and whatnot, but you know, I'm very familiar with your activities, playing ball and things like that. You're a multi-sport athlete, and when you combine all these different disciplines that you have been involved in, there's probably a lot of things that really meld right into the other. I mean, things that you have to concentrate on and just the intensity of the different sports. Do you draw from all those different experiences from one sport to another and kind of meld them all together in a way?
Yes, I do entirely. So I have played all through high school. I played basketball and volleyball both. In volleyball, I'm going to go on and play in college here at Otero.
Mm-hmm.
And that one and breakaway roping they're probably the main connect there. Both involve your right arm a lot, and so my shoulder has grown so much in my strength from roping.
The girl can hit a volleyball too, trust me, she can.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so a lot of my strength has come from roping and dealing with horses and livestock and the grit that comes with it. A rodeo event, it's all on you in that moment. It's you and your horse. And so the grit that comes with that and just learning how to mentally and physically deal with things that happen in those few seconds has really grown my mental capacity to play volleyball and basketball both. And that is my main connection with them.
Mm-hmm. So Talk just a little bit about what some of your future plans are.
So I am going to study agricultural business here at Otero College, and I'm going to be playing volleyball. I chose to go into ag business because of the lifestyle that my family's always lived. My great-grandpa was in the Turtle Association, which was the original name for the PRCA, Pro Rodeo Association. And my dad went to the college national finals. He rodeoed on the pro circuit for a long time. And both of them have run a farm and ranch in Rocky Ford for the longest time. So it's in my blood, that agriculture, that side of the world here. And so I want to go to school to study that, to get the business side of it, to see what I can do to improve that for kids my age, for adults that are still a part of that. We've recently changed our water program from straight irrigation to using pivots mm-hmm. on our farm. Nice. Mm-hmm. And so things like that, where I've kind of had that hands-on experience, I would like to see the business side of it in school. And then after I finish here, my 2 years at Otero, I plan to go on to West Texas A&M in Canyon, Texas, where they have a huge agricultural business. Mm-hmm. They just built a new facility. I got to tour. It was really, really nice. So that is my main pull there and something I'm really looking forward to.
And, you know, I think it's interesting that you brought up here at your young age. Mm-hmm. You have seen so many changes come through the agricultural industry and your involvement. You know, particularly you're talking about the major changes that are happening right here in the Arkansas Valley,
right?
With
yes.
irrigation. So many people switching from ditch irrigation to the pivots and things like that. I mean, and that is no small change
no.
to
yeah.
a producer.
One of the things we talk a lot about on the program is an issue that's approaching more and more in agriculture is youth getting back into the agriculture trade, because there's a lot of people that aren't. We call it the generation gap. And so organizations like what Teresa does here with the FFA, and then of course all the other activities, I think it keeps the younger people in our community focused on the agriculture industry
mm-hmm.
and the value of what comes from that. So I really appreciate what you're going through there, and thank you so much for sharing your story with us this morning.
All right, Jolie Bond. We do have to take a quick break right here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. We are brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance and Arkansas Valley Seeds. More coming up from Jolie. Janie Petromala is going to talk about Ladies Rope Out and much more. And I'm sure Teresa's going to have another 3 or 4 words, too. I know she will.
Got to give away that hat, too.
We got to figure out how we're going to do that, too. Yeah. So stay tuned. We'll be giving away that hat in just a bit. Don't go away. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ and News Radio AM 920 KLMR.
Golden Plains Insurance reminds you the 2022 annual forage crop year has only one sales closing day. It's July 15. Their product provides a good way to insure against lack of rainfall in your grid on annually planted crops, such as oats, feed, triticale, and other crops intended for hay and grazing. You must sign up by July 15th for all 4 growing seasons. For questions, see the experts at Golden Plains Insurance in Walsh, Springfield, Rocky Ford, and Lamar. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future. J&M Liquor invites you to Fowler's Missouri Day 100 Year Celebration, July 16th, 17th, and 18th. J&M Liquor has 2 great locations in Rocky Ford and Manzanola. Stop by on your way through and pick up your ice-cold beverages. Check out the Livestock Show Friday at Park School at 6 p.m. The Kids Rodeos at the Fowler Rodeo Ground 6 p.m. Friday, plus Barn Burner Saturday 7 to 11 at Girard Park. J&M Liquor in Rocky Ford and Manzanola hopes to see you at Missouri Days in Fowler.
Hi, this is Lauren Adams. Now summer is here, and Tony and I at Arkansas Valley Seeds are here to help. Are you looking for fast forage? We have honey sweet sorghum and several varieties of millet. Or let's talk about a custom cover crop to build your soil for the upcoming cash crop. Every build is unique, and we have the knowledge and experience to help you get the most from your land. Drop by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
United Feeders is a proud sponsor of the Missouri Day's 100th year celebration. From July 16th through 18th, you can experience the Western Extravaganza, traditional ranch rodeo events, plus junior ranch and wild pony bronx, businessman's hide race, mother's rescue race, trick riders, and more. Ranch Rodeo kicks off July 17th at 1 p.m., brought to you by United Feeders on 20552 County Road DD in Rocky Ford, 719-254-7336. Check out the Missouri Day's Facebook page.
Welcome back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400 KBLJ, News Radio, AM 920 KLMR. Janie Petromala in with us, Jolie Bond, Teresa Walls as well. Teresa, we all know around here that the Kids Rodeo and whatnot is out at what we call, of course, the Kids Rodeo Grounds, just north of La Junta. Hasn't always been there, though, has it? No.
No, Pat, it has not. In 1938, when it began, it was held at Potter's Park.
Right, and of course, nowadays, we think of Potter Park as the home of the La Junta Tiger High School baseball team. You know, it's all ball fields now. Right now, we have Big Potter, Little Potter, the picnic area right there, and of course, the wipeout pool and water slide adjacent to that. So we don't even think about that as the rodeo grounds anymore.
No, and Judy Carney, who's kind of, she's the self-appointed, or we appointed her, I'm not sure, the historian for the La Junta Kids Rodeo, and Judy actually has compiled pictures and articles and things from that, and I do have a copy of the 1938 rodeo program from Potter's Park, where the prizes were, first place was a cowboy shirt, second place was a quart of ice cream and things like that. But no, then it was moved out to the current location now at the La Junta Kids Rodeo Grounds, and so, which is going to lead to our question.
Right,
later
when was it? Well, we may as well say, we got to say.
Should we just say?
Yes, by all means, and hopefully somebody will remember.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, so so the winner at with the correct answer of this question is going to receive a monogrammed Raise the Roof ball cap.
Right.
With, I got to tell you just a little bit about the logo. There's a, I have a picture of my dad on a bucking horse in Trinidad, Colorado, 1948, and we took the silhouette of his bronc ride in a black and white picture, and one of my FFA students actually drew the roof and the chimney over the top of it, and I came up with the name Raise the Roof because
there you
we're
go.
Putting
okay.
the roof over.
It's a good looking hat.
Isn't it great? It is. It's a nice one. So the question is, the La Junta Kids Rodeo began in 1938 at Potter's Park. What year was the La Junta Kids Rodeo moved to the current location at the La Junta Kids Rodeo Grounds?
We'll give you a hint. It was the year I was born, so it's as old as I am out there, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
So one more time, what year was the La Junta Kids Rodeo moved?
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
To the rodeo grounds.
You've had a couple of hints right there. It's not that hard to find, though. We will do that here in a bit. Not as of yet. We'll give you the phone number or whatnot here in about, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes in the meantime. Right. All right. Lauren Adams with us from Arkansas Valley Seeds. It's your show, buddy. Take it away.
Boy, I tell you what, I am so pleased to have you ladies here, and it's what an interesting story that we have here from Jolie, and I think it's just to exemplify how important it is for young people to, number one, stay busy, to be involved in different things, stay focused, because it really helps prepare you for that adulthood. I used to always tell my son growing up, my job as your parent is to prepare you to be an adult in this world, and those sorts of activities and getting those influences from so many different positive people really helps develop a strong young person to get out in the world and do positive things. And I know we're going to see great things with you. We're just so happy to have you and just honored to have you on the show, because we know this is just the beginning.
Thank you
so much. So again, come visit Tony and I at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with your seed needs. And like the ad says, whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, because we've got a wide range of turf grasses for your lawn. We've got wildflower seeds to attract different things, depending on what you want to do. And, of course, we have the agriculture products for it. So yes, come visit us, 98 South 12th Street, 719-254-7469. And as far as Growing Together goes, please go to avseeds.com and check out the podcast of all the past episodes.
You bet.
So now let me lead it over to Janie, who has got a very interesting story. And I'm over 52, and I'm pretty... boy, I don't know if the word is envious or what. She is leading the 50-plus division in a buckle race.
Youngsters. Yeah. Youngsters, yes.
So you say, Pat.
Yes,
so
I do. Yes, I do say, yes.
So Yeah, Janie, let's hear a little bit about your story and what this lifestyle has done for you and what you're doing currently.
Well, first of all, thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
I'd like to say I think that we kind of dolled up this little morning session in
here. You did.
We've got our fancy lady rope out caps on and big smiles and belt buckles. So what more could you ask for?
Speaking of belt buckles, just really quick, we just had a peek at these belt buckles that are going to be giving away as prizes for the upcoming events. And boy, these are some quality, beautiful pieces. I'm going to call it jewelry.
That's nice stuff.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. So, please continue.
Anyway, well, not given away, but
they're earned. They are earned. You bet.
In the saddle.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I want to say, Teresa, you present a project, and she is Miss Action, which she took this and ran. In college, you were able to break away. Then there was a lapse of time. If you didn't team rope, which required a partner, you didn't rope other than like I roped because we had livestock in our feedlot. So talking with Teresa, this breakaway has become just a wildfire of participants. One, it's an individual. You don't need to rely on anybody. You can even open the chute by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty self-reliant. So it's opened the doors to many gals dusting off their old college saddles and buying new ropes and going out and practice.
It's you and your horse.
You and the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so Teresa, I told her, man, we need to get something going. Boom. She ran with it. We went to Sonic for our big drinks and got some pizza under the shade tree and went to work. And thus, this is our second year. Last year with COVID, we didn't kind of had to run under the radar, you know, but on horses, you automatically social distance because nobody rides double, of course, you know. And if you have a fat horse, you're automatically 6 feet apart. So we were able to keep going on this event. And again, it's the vintage, oldies but goodies, you know, 50 plus is kind of how we categorized it. My husband and I have always been involved with you. So with Teresa and the scholarship, you know, the money when you join the membership goes into the scholarship fund. So it's like, sign me up. I was all for that. And the invitation, you have to be there on time because we run a tight ship. It starts at 7, and at 7:01, Jolie's singing the national anthem.
And away they go.
And away we, you know, back in the box and nod. Usually we're it works out well for us vintage ropers because we're done by 8 o'clock. We can get back home, you know, and into bed at 9 o'clock. So it's been very, very creative and very fast, not, you know, the 1 point whatever. What else would I?
Well, we might point out, too, Janie, that our series, it's a two-header.
Yes.
So you get two calves, and I pay fast time in each round. So you can be a no time on your first one and still have a chance at running some money if you catch your second one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we give points throughout. So, but it is fast. We do draw for position, and it is fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And Teresa has her calves named. So when you back in the box, you get Bob or Charlie or, you know.
Well, actually, they have numbers. But Janie and I, it's kind of, it drives my son nuts when we give them names. But everybody knows who we're talking about when we say it.
That's
so.
Right.
That's
okay.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that you pointed out that I want our audience to know is that the membership fees go directly back to the kids. They don't go into any administrative stuff, not paying for any advertising. That money goes right back to
100%.
Those
100% to the scholarship fund. Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
That's very cool that you guys do that.
And I want to mention that Dawn Eddy jumped in. Dawn and I were having a conversation one day about the same thing. She was working her horses out at the rodeo grounds, and she said, "We need to have a break." I said, "You know, Janie and I have been talking about that." So it's amazing what three cowgirls and some pizza and Sonic drinks can do under a shade tree.
And get it all put together.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that you get it done.
We do get it done. And like I said, Janie, we run a tight chip, and it is fun to watch. And like I said, we've got a doubleheader this Friday night coming up, and then we have one on the 23rd, and then the morning of the 24th, we'll have a three-header. The girls will get three head, and then there's points given through fifth place in each round, and then that's where the buckle race comes in. And as I said, Janie's leading right now, and Jalen Tortorelli from Trinidad, Colorado is leading the open. And but it's after that, it's pretty tight.
How many gals do you have participating in this
generally? It kind of depends on week to week, because we are also competing with the Colorado Professional Rodeo Association and the Kansas Pro Rodeo Association. So the the girls, the number of girls varies from week to week, depending on where they're entered in other rodeos.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they're chasing points and championships in those associations
right.
as well.
Okay.
So, you know, some days we have more and some days we don't have many. But I said the quality of these ropers, Jolie's dad, Miles, and I were talking, and we'd match our girls anywhere, anytime with anybody in the United States. They
Do you have some gals that come into this that have maybe participated in things like this years ago and they're going, maybe I want to try this again.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe
yes.
I want to see if I still
yes.
have this in me.
I know we all know Alma Beth Carroll Case, yep. former Miss Rodeo Colorado, Miss yep. Rodeo America.
Yes,
Alma
indeed.
Beth is sitting second in the 50-plus division.
Really? Nice.
Leah Mackey's also part of that division.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, those ladies, they're just, I've known them my whole life, but they are just stellar. Not only can they rope, but they ride so well.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess oldies but goodies, as JD and I like to say.
Very nice. Very nice. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ and, of course, on AM 920 KLMR. We have a real cool hat to give away right here, of course. It is the Raise the Roof hat.
Yep.
And, you know, Raise the Roof is a project that has been going here for a couple of years
right.
in this end of the valley. And this is it three years now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 3 years now. And, you know, the culmination of the project, of course, is to put a roof over the grandstands at the kids' rodeo grounds, which has been needed for as long as I can remember.
Absolutely.
And that's 45 years that I remember out there right now, yeah. folks. So it will be a great project. Are you going to have another event coming up? I know you have the fundraising dances and things
we
like
do.
That. Yes.
And we do, and that's usually in April, our big one.
Because I know it's passed, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It has passed, but we always are welcoming donations, and we really thank our community for stepping up. And had COVID not hit our mm-hmm. El Pomar grant, we would have received more than what we did.
Okay.
But that
yeah.
kind of put the kibosh on everything. But that was my goal, because it does get hot,
mm-hmm.
or it's raining,
mm-hmm.
or the winds and dirt is blowing, but it's going to be yeah. nice. And
I've been there in every situation
oh,
that she's
me
mentioned.
Too.
Yes.
Me too. Uh-huh. I yeah. mean, I can remember a year when Jolie's dad and uncle were racing, and it rained so hard on a Saturday
right.
that we backed up all the races from Saturday, put them on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember Jolie's grandmother Joyce with her clipboard keeping track of all the races we ran. I don't know. 20 yeah. some races in that day.
Several years ago, I yep. did a remote from out there during, I think it was the Friday night of the rodeo, and we were probably in the car more than we were out in the
really?
Bleachers that yeah. night, because yes, and that's a standing joke around here. It won't rain all summer until the kids',
kids rodeo
weekend.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
right. And,
yep.
and it's, yeah, it's
that's
a, almost
right.
a standing joke. Hey, with that, give us that question. The number to call is 384-2345. If you are our first caller with the correct answer to this question, you will get that Raise the Roof cap. And it's a cool one, too. 719-384. You can't do it, Janie. 384-2345. All right. Let's have that question, Teresa.
All right. Okay. In 1938, the Lahana Kids Rodeo began at Potter's Park.
Right.
What year did the Kids Rodeo move to the current location north of town at the Kids Rodeo Arena?
That's right.
What year was it
what
moved
year
from Potter's
was it
Park
moved?
Mm-hmm. to the rodeo grounds?
What year was that? It was the year I was born. I won't say that I'm 66. Oh, never mind. Somebody might do the
hey,
math.
Look, there's so. Two nickels right here on the floor.
That's right. All right. 384-2345. Give us a call for that. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. We are brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance and Arkansas Valley Seeds. Again, 384-2345. What year did the Kids Rodeo move from Potter Park in La Junta out to the Kids Rodeo ground? Let us know. We'll be right back.
Gee, you guys.
Golden Plains Insurance reminds you the 2022 annual 4-H crop year has only one sales closing date, July 15th. Their product provides a good way to insure against lack of rainfall in your grid on annually planted crops, such as oats, feed, triticale, and other crops intended for hay and grazing. You must sign up on July 15th for all four growing seasons. For questions, see the experts at Golden Plains Insurance in Walsh, Springfield, Rocky Ford, and Lamar. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
Hi, this is Lauren Adams. Now summer is here, and Tony and I at Arkansas Valley Seeds are here to help. Are you looking for fast forage? We have honey sweet sorghum and several varieties of millet. Or let's talk about a custom cover crop to build your soil for the upcoming cash crop. Every build is unique, and we have the knowledge and experience to help you get the most from your land. Drop by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, dry weather has prevailed across southeast Colorado the past few days, but a frontal system draped across northern Colorado will combine with upper-level disturbances to produce scattered thunderstorms during the afternoon and evenings for Wednesday through Saturday, with rainfall amounts mainly a quarter inch or less. So delays to wheat harvest and hay harvest should be mostly minor. Now, as the front moves through the area on Thursday, look for temperatures to cool to slightly below normal, and then average close to normal for Friday through the weekend, and possibly much of next week as well. Severe cattle heat stress can be expected for this afternoon and Wednesday, dropping to mild on Thursday, and then moderate for Friday through the weekend. Harvesters can plan for humidity to remain below 60% from mid-morning to around midnight today, and then from late morning to shortly after sunset for Wednesday into the weekend. Chemical applicators will likely experience occasionally breezy conditions until this weekend. Weekly crop water use for alfalfa and corn will range between 2.25 and 2.5 inches, while lawns will need around 1.75 inches. And these values are slightly below normal for mid-July. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Fowler State Bank invites you to celebrate 100 years of Missouri Day this weekend in Fowler. Friday features the Livestock Show, Kids Rodeo, a cornhole tournament, and the Fowler Reunion. Saturday kicks off with the Pancake Breakfast, the annual parade, the Ranch Rodeo, and activities and music all day long at Girard Park. And don't forget the Missouri Day Golf Tournament Sunday morning at Cottonwood Links. Celebrate 100 years of fun and tradition at Missouri Day this weekend in Fowler. Fowler State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Missouri Days in Fowler, Colorado is a tradition. 100 years of tradition. Come to Fowler July 16th, 17th, and 18th and join in the celebration. Zach Mason of Zach Mason Farms of Fowler invites everyone to come watch the Ranch Rodeo July 17th at 1 p.m. Then stick around for the last event, the Heritage Potato Race. It's a long-standing tradition of Missouri Days. Come join in the tradition of Missouri Days in Fowler from Zach Mason Farms.
All right, and we're back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Everybody was a year off except Joyce. Joyce had it. 1955 is when it moved to the Kids Rodeo Grounds. That's right. There you go. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 at KBLJ. We'll get that hat out to Joyce here real soon. Thanks to Jolie Bond. Thanks to Jenny Petromala. Teresa Walls, you wanted to thank you. You have some other things you want to mention here before we wrap things up for the day.
I do. Very quickly, Pat, because, you know, it takes a village, and we're so blessed to live in this community. So first and foremost, I want to thank you and Lauren for allowing us to join you this morning. And I want to thank our crew. That would be Kim Sherwood and Jackie Schifferl, Crystal Goff with the stopwatches, Eric Goff, he's our starter flagger, Bill Raines turns him out, Michaela Vashis is our field flagger, Kevin Wagner, of course, he's there with his tractor, making sure our ground's great and everything.
My neighbor lives right down the street,
yes.
You know that, yes.
The volunteers at the strip and shoot, that's what's great about having a ladies rope out, because either their boyfriends or their husbands help us out at the strip and shoot.
Mm-hmm. We might clarify stripping, or we'll get a
whole new Yes. Thank you, Jay. Strip and shoot, sorry about that. That's when you take your rope off the calf and the gentleman gives it back to the ladies. Woo,
yes.
Thanks, Jenny.
Okay.
And I'd like to thank my son, Cade, for helping getting all those calves put together. And then I'd like to thank our Fast Time Go-Round sponsors really quickly.
Sure.
If anyone's listening for the Go-Rounds, the finals are going to be held the morning of July 24th. So that's going to be the biggie. Mm-hmm. They get 3 head, and so we've got some sponsors that have donated $50 each to our Fast Time Go Round, and we're always accepting more. I need one more to fill my quota, but I want to thank Collins Family Farms, V7 Cattle Company, Lahana Mill, Davidson Ranch, Country Chiropractic, and anyone else. Just get a hold of us and then come out and join us on the 24th of July at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it's all going to come. It's going to be a Hawaiian theme. There's going to be lays and all kinds of fun stuff, Hawaiian-y shirts, and mm-hmm. so on and so forth. So,
all right.
And I want to say thank you as well to all of these people, for Haley Hall and I both, that we are very grateful for all their sponsorships and all the work that they put in to enable us to have that scholarship to be able to go and study what we wish.
Mm-hmm. Jolie, some words of wisdom for potential young cowgirls that would like to get into this.
Yes. Go for it. Don't hold back. Don't be afraid to look silly. You mess up, you make a mistake, you learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
Never say I can't. Move on. You can do anything you set your mind to. I promise. It's going to be hard, but it's going to be worth it.
There you go.
Which all I right. would like to echo.
Janie.
You oldie, but goodies. You're never too late to dust off your, get out your jeans and boots, dust off your saddle, and get on your horse and come do it. If you don't believe me, come out on a Friday night and watch the other oldies but goodies.
All right. Get on out there. All
yeah,
right.
They're
well,
awesome.
Yes. There, well, and of course, coming up here, the ladies rope out. The doubleheader is this Friday, 7 o'clock, out of the Kids Rodeo Ground. The SoCo Buckers, Saturday, July 17th. It starts at 5. That's a double dip. The ladies rope out, July 23rd at 7. The rope out championship finals, Saturday, July 24th at 9 in the morning. That's all out at the Kids Rodeo Grounds, just north of La Junta. And then, of course, don't forget the 84th Annual Kids Rodeo, August 5th, 6th, 7th. It just runs right on through that whole week.
Absolutely.
Lots of things going on. All right, our last break of the program. We will be right back to wrap things up. Again, thanks to Teresa, Jolie, and Janie. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ and News Radio AM 920 KLMR.
Hi, this is Lauren Adams. Now summer is here, and Tony and I at Arkansas Valley Seeds are here to help. Are you looking for fast forage? We have honey sweet sorghum and several varieties of millet. Or let's talk about a custom cover crop to build your soil for the upcoming cash crop. Every build is unique, and we have the knowledge and experience to help you get the most from your land. Drop by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
CoreCivic is immediately hiring for correctional officers, HR, instructors, health services, and more at the Bent County Correctional Facility in Los Animas, Colorado. Stop by their table on July 16th at the Bent County Community Center Job Fair from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or you can easily apply online at jobs.corecivic.com to get a head start. That's jobs.corecivic.com. Make them your preferred employer for an essential career. CoreCivic is an equal opportunity employer.
Wrapping it up today on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on KBLJ and KLMR. Next week, we'll be back, of course, right after 11 o'clock here, Valleywide. What do we have coming up next week, Lauren?
Adam Smith of Smith Farms is going to be our guest next week, and mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about the produce that we are so proud of here in the Arkansas Valley. And those produce go to, they go all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be talking with Adam about his operation, you know, probably talk a little bit about his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about what that means to us here in the Arkansas Valley. So there's going to be some good information put out there, number one.
Yep.
And Adam's just a terrific young man. And he really is. I met him briefly the other day, and boy, I'm really impressed.
So they have their market open there on the west side
they
of Rocky
do,
Ford.
They do, and I've actually already enjoyed a couple of
okay.
Rocky Ford melons.
Mm-hmm. And I know many of the other many of the other markets are opening up now. I've been told that here in the next couple of weeks, you'll really see much more of the cantaloupe and the watermelon will follow here. Okay, real quick, you had something
right
there. A little
more about
like.
Adam. I was just handed a note that he
competed in the Ace of Spades when he was a little younger.
Oh, nice. All right. Yeah. So he's got a connection right here with these
Absolutely.
Folks.
No, but Greg's his dad, and I deal with Greg at work all the time. Terrific, terrific guy. So tune in next week. That's going to be next Tuesday
next
from 11:15 to noon. We're going to be talking to Adam.
Right here on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, brought to you by the good folks at Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance. Thanks to Teresa, Jolie, Janie. Thanks for your time today on the program. Lauren, we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, we'll look forward to it.
All right, thanks for tuning in, folks, and have a great week. News at Noon is coming up next on both KLMR and KBLJ.